Hi, folks. I can tell you something, folks. As a kid, there was this band called Midnight Oil, you know? And they wrote a song, you know, some songs. And it's like they're extremist environmental or woke extremists, and they're not in reality. You know, first of all, this group, Midnight Oil, you know, like, first of all, their whole band, their whole work, their instruments, the CDs, the tapes, you know, everything, the studio is all plastic, right? You know what I'm saying? And they're complaining about oil. And then they say, it's like a beautiful, beautiful word, fair is fair, let's give it back. What does that mean? How, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand history, I understand how, you know, First Nations in Australia, Canada, you know, Hawaii, you know, Americas. But how about people that are born here? Like, we have no rights. Like, no, it's not our fault we came here. We're born here. Like, give it back. Like it's theirs, them and us. Like even saying them, it's theirs, you know, like we're different, you know. We're all humans. It's our land, okay? At one time, it's like basically it was first degree murder, first degree theft. I understand that, right? But it's our land, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not them or us, you know what I'm saying? It's our land. And I'll tell you something. Common folks, what do we have anyways to give back? Like, you know, what do we have? Like, when we rent an apartment, we have a little home. It's the elite. You know, it's the British Mafia in Canada, Australia. In America, the British, you know, Mafia. It's the Spanish Mafia at the time. And, the, you know, the Portuguese Mafia and German Mafia. The Dutch Mafia. You know what I'm saying? The French Mafia. You know? What do we have to give back? Fair is fair. Give back what? What do we have to give back to common folk anyway, you know? What do we have to give back, Midnight Oil? It's a beautiful song. It's a fantasy song. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, these people try to be fair. And it's like, you know, when black people were suffering and stuff, it's like, wow, Black Lives Matter. You know, that's cool. You know, save every child. Like, that's cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? What, you were naive? You didn't know reality? You know, you didn't know these things? You couldn't tell Hollywood what they inferred in the movies? Like, wow, it's cool. Black Lives Matter. Every child counts. Like, you jump on the bandwagon. Like, Midnight Oil. Like, you know what I'm saying? But your whole fucking industry, your whole, the way you make music, though, everything, your money, your work is all plastic, CDs, tapes. Like, give it to them. They like them. Like, we're not the human race. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't all have rights. I don't care. Like, back then, like, you can say what you want. It was atrocities. But today, like, why can't people that were born here have rights too? Like, I don't get it. You know, I'm first born here. You know, it's my first time here too. You know, I'm First Nations too, according to, you know, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's not the problem. Like, the problem is the mafias of the world. That's the problem, you know. It's not the common folk. Us and them, and give it back to them. And, you know, we're one human race. You got to understand that, Midnight Oil, you know. And I'll tell you something. Most folk give what back? We don't own a fucking rock here. You know what I'm saying? You know, give it back, you know. We don't know shit. I'll tell you that now. You know? So, Midnight Oil, I think you're an extremist, environmentalist, extremist woke, and you jump on bandwagons when, you know, you're making your fucking money, you know, selling CDs back in the day, you know what I'm saying, selling tapes. Your whole studio's plastic. So anyways, and then I want to talk about one other issue about diss and battles and stuff and all that in hip-hop. Like, you have Drake the Loser and Kendrick the Loser. You know what I'm saying? You know, Kendrick, you know, he gets the Super Bowl check, you know? He gets the Grammys, you know? He's this, hip-hop, it's part of hip-hop, I guess. But you know what? How many brothers left? You know what I'm saying? You can't have it both ways, you know? You know what I'm saying? You can't have it both ways. How many brothers left? Ask that question. If you're supporting the negativity in your own little world, you know, with the pimps and the gangsters, and you ask how many brothers left, and you don't cough up, you know, the funds to help the Mad City, you know, or Drake the Loser. He at least admits he's a bill printer greedy fuck anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? That's all I have to say. I'm just tired of it. You know, rap Olympics, Eminem. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's the Joker rapper. And then he's the most serious dissing everyone. And you know what I say to rappers or anyone? Look in the fucking mirror and diss yourself. You know? Like, seriously. Yeah, if you want to pick on someone, pick on yourself. Diss yourself. I'm sure you can find a lot of shit about yourself, too. You know what I'm saying?